You have one unheard message.
Good morning, sunshine. Or afternoon, or evening, or whatever. I'm not sure what time you're listening to this. So, I guess I should say good day. Wait, it might be night. Whatever, you know what I mean. So, whatever time it is, I hope it's a good one. Or if not, that it'll be better soon. Maybe you can go get a snack or something to make your day better. You know, a little treat. When I say it like that, it makes it sound like you're some small, tiny little creature. Like you're a little animal from one of those cute storybooks that goes on adventures and does human things, but they're little animals, so it's a million times cuter. Just go on, little bunny rabbit. Go get a little treat from the little bunny rabbit market. Get a tiny little carrot cake or something. Sorry. I don't know. I mean, obviously, you're not a rabbit, and you're not going to a tiny rabbit market, as far as I know. But you get what I'm saying. Get yourself a treat or something, all right? Or just dinner, since I know you skipped dinner last night. Mm-hmm. That's right. I know you did. I know that you spent the entire night watching whatever show it is. You were making posts about it, like, all night. And I kept telling you that you should get food, but did you listen? No, of course not. I mean, you kept saying you would, but knowing you, you probably just ate some ice cream and thought that would be good enough. All right, I guess that settles it. New plan, no getting a little treat. You need to get yourself dinner, like an actual meal, something of substance. Then you can get dessert with it too, but seriously, get yourself a good dinner. And I'm going to call you and make sure that you do. All right. Anyway, I am going to stop bugging you about your terrible eating habits for now. Because I'm actually calling to tell you about something else. So, I was taking a walk this morning, right? And I decided to go by that one park with that huge fountain in the center, but I took a different path than I usually do, and I went back into that wooded area. You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, anyways, so I was walking back that way because who doesn't love a good adventure in the morning? And you'll never guess what I found. It was a gazebo with a ton of picnic tables. I think it used to be part of the park, but it looks like no one's been taking care of it, so everyone's just kind of forgotten about it, which is a shame since it's so pretty. Well, I mean, it's kinda overgrown with weeds, but that just makes it even better, in my opinion. It almost looks like something out of one of those fairy tale weddings. Like it came right out of a picture book. And it looks like the perfect place to take someone on a date, too. The picnic tables are still in pretty good condition, and the scenery is just absolutely breathtaking. You could just get some food together and spend the entire afternoon out there. It would be a lot of fun. Well, I mean, it would be a great date spot if I had someone to go on a date with. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, and, well, I actually have the nerve to say something about it, there's something I've, wanted to tell you lately. So, we've known each other for a while now, and we've gotten to be pretty good friends. I'd like to think that I know you pretty well. Well, actually, I think that I know you really well. Like, really? Well, we do talk a lot, after all. I know all the things you like and dislike. All your favorite shows, movies, songs, and everything like that. Then, I even know everyone you've had a crush on. Well, I only knew because you told me, but you also acted kind of different around them. You smiled a lot around them, and you liked to be close to them, even though you'd get all flustered when you did. It was kind of funny, actually, and pretty cute, too. I guess I'm saying that you're one of my best friends, and I know you well enough to know when you're really into someone. And that being said, well, I can tell that you're into me. You have feelings for me. Like, romantic feelings. You've been getting a lot more shy around me. I guess that's the best way to describe it. You just seem different. Like, you're scared I'm gonna find out. But that's the thing about it. I couldn't not notice. You've been acting so strange, and I was trying to figure out why, but then I realized what it was. You like me. I mean, clearly you more than like me, but you know what I mean. You want to be more than friends. You want to date me. And, well, I guess I just wanted to say that if you did want to ask me out, I'd say yes, because I more than like you too. But it's completely up to you, though. I don't know if this is just some passing crush and you're not making any moves because you don't have a crush on me from a month from now. That happens, and I totally get it. Or if you're concerned about making things awkward, I get that too. That's totally reasonable. But I just wanted to tell you that if you ever did want to, you know, ask me out on a date, then I'd say yes. No question about it. So, yeah, that's everything I wanted to say. So, I'll just talk to you later. So, all right. Bye. Have a good day. Or night. Or, oh my God, I'm totally doing it again, aren't I? Okay, I am gonna go now so I don't embarrass myself anymore. Stay safe and get some food, all right? See you later.